182. Halacha Vav. I'm going to try to go quick. Okay, 182 Halacha Vav, middle of rules of mezuzah, sim and top, sim reish tes, reish pei vav. On the left side, vidas. So we are in the middle of discussing the laws of putting on mezuzah on a beis hakisa. So yesterday we learned any place where there is an odor, a repugnant odor, you're not allowed to put a mezuzah because it's not a covered for Hashem. For the mezuzah should be in such a location, even if you were to conceal it. Like we learned yesterday, you can take the mezuzah, you can hide it, you can go, you can put it inside the doorpost, or you can cover it over. So you would think, so the mezuzah is not being exposed to the odor, it's not being exposed to an erva, so it should be permitted. Just like you're lechatchil allowed to take into the Beis HaKisei or to the Beis HaMerchatz a siddur or a sefer, as long as it's doubly wrapped. Many people take into the Beis HaKisei, they have in their pockets a bencher, or they have some type of a siddur in their pockets, and as long as it's doubly wrapped, there is no prohibition whatsoever to go into the Beis HaKisei. So maybe you can argue that a mezuzah as well, you need a shmira. The Beis HaKisei is a place that requires shmira as well. Why not? A lot of dangerous things can happen in the Beis HaKisei. So put a mezuzah on the door of the Beis HaKisei and just have it covered. It should not be exposed. Along comes the Aruch HaShulchan and Shulchan Aruch. No. A mezuzah is not put on a makom that's miyuchud for tinuf, for something which is not proper. That's it's a chizah. Or it's not tznius. Right. You don't put a mezuzah on a makom that's miyuchud for things that are not tznius or that are not clean. V'da. We never had a mezuzah in a barn. We discussed this yesterday. Even though technically speaking, there's really no permission having in the cat. If you have storage, a warehouse, any storage facility is mechuyev in a mezuzah. We learned that yesterday. Let's say it's mechuyev, but we never put a mezuzah on a barn because there are animals which relieve themselves, and there's always an odor. He says in ancient times they did have a mezuzah on a barn. That's because they had better technology in the ancient times, where the waste would go into a pit, and the zevel was not there for a long period of time.
It's
like today, in, let's say in big cities, over here, the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch in his places, we don't have this technology where we can remove the waste. And the sirchain, the odor is rav, b'sham. The gam holchim sham litzorcheihem. Peshita the havimamish kebeis hakisei. Since in these places it's a repugnant odor, it's a beis hakisei mamish. V'yesh per v'yesh isur la'asoy shal mezuzah. It is forbidden to make a mezuzah. Furthermore, uvelulin and chicken coops shalach zikin sham tanegoylim tshichem liros im hazuma in the harbei sham chayevis b'mezuzah. It all depends. Some chicken coops have an odor and some do not. All depends on the cleanliness of the chicken coop, and if it's not a foul odor, then you mechuyev. If not, you potter. If there is a stench, harbe ein lasoy sham mezuzah. You do not make a mezuzah. Halacha zayin. Or mitam ze amu biyoma sham degam beis aitzim v'atevim v'aitzros im nosim darkam luchos sham kishem arumais. If you have here some type of storage facility which is used also as a beis hamerchatz for nashim, it's potter. The kavan since sha'im da sham arumos ein ze covered shemayim liyos sham mezuzah. It's poshut. Aval kashen rak miskash de sham. But if they beautify themselves there, they have some type of vanity. What?
A powder room.
Okay, some type of powder room. Then chayev yechayev in the mezuzah. V'atur v'ashachnoch lo yiskanu the miskash et chayev in the Torah. That makes no mention that a powder room is chayev in mezuzah. V'ulay mishum the milsa v'pshidihi. It's poshut. The kevin shekasu the rak roichatzos peturos. Since the only time there's a prohibition is only if they bathe, because then they are arumas. Memela shmamina the miskash. That's anything that's not their erva is motor chayeves v'nir yirali the lav dafka nashim elohu ahu adin anashim. And also, men bathe in a certain location in naked. The part of the chat time who kimuvan rak mishum derak nashim darkam beruchitza kishut l'chein hisku b'gemar. The only reason why it was measured was because nashim they are more accustomed to this thing. Period. Upois kim kain aval hu adin anashim. But the same halach applies to men. Okay, so men in a merchatz or a place where they are in arumim, there is no mezuzah, and that's why there is no mezuzah. We mentioned before on a mikvah. On mikvah, there is no mezuzah leaning into the mikvah because the mikvah is a place where the men are made arum. Period. V'da Even though the Gemara says that there's a chiyush kolkin, yesh pluksa b'zeh, and on the next page, on page 183, even the Gemara says that there is a machlokes of yichayim in the mezuzah, in the place where you store things. B'zeh yichukin lahalacha. We follow the halacha that yichayim in the mezuzah in a storage location, and even though no one there is living or eating there. Avul Harambam, the Perek Vav Din Zayin Kosa, Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaItzim, Beis HaItzros, Petunim in HaMezuzah. Shenemar, Beisecha, Beisecha, Ham Yuchedes Loch, Pral Eilu, Chuyetz Bochem, Lichu Difa Revaz Bokar, Vashanosh, Vyoshes Bo, Vemuschashtes Bo, Chayoves, Vemezuzah, Sho Yesh Bo, Yichud, Lidiras, Odom, Adkan, Lashaynei. So far the Rambam disagrees with this principle. The Rambam holds the only chayv in a mezuzah in a room, a cheder, that is meyuchid for human beings. A cheder that is meyuchid for animals or meyuchid for storage is potter from a mezuzah. But if the room is meyuchid for a human being, even if they're doing their things, they're beautifying themselves or they're eating or anything they're doing there, but it's meyuchid for a human being, that's the only situation where the Rambam holds your chayv in a mezuzah. And furthermore, he quotes v'gam harif kasa v'zel l'shone ubeis hateven ubeis habakar ubeis hoetzim ubeis hanshan b'ayis shanoshim b'rechetz osparam petur min amezuzah adkan l'shone v'zel gam kin karamam v'gam harias kasaf v'zel l'shone ubeis hateven im anoshim miskash osparam chayeves v'mezuzah shavehin beis dira lo'oysen hanoshim aval im ein sham noshim miskash to osparam peturim sh'ein doim l'beis hamim yuchel dira adam adkan l'shone ulefi zeh. So he's quoting over here two of the three. What's the rule? What is the pool of the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef took the majority of the three opinions. Who are the three opinions? The Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. Right? That's the way the Beis Yosef paskins Shulchan Aruch. He takes these three Rishonim and he looks what is the majority opinion. If the majority opinion is Osir, then in Shulchan Aruch he writes that it's Osir. If the majority opinion it's Mutar, it's Mutar. It's a scientific approach to Halacha. We won't spend the whole Shia on this. The Shulchan Aruch is all based upon numbers. It's a numbers game. There are three major Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. Whatever the majority opinion is, that's how we pass the Halacha L'maisa. Who is the only one that did this with Ban Azed, the someone who followed in this way, and that is Rav Avi Yosef. I mentioned, we learned there, is that all the modern day Paiskim, they don't do this. All the modern day Paiskim, if you notice, and even Rav Moshe, they all work with tradition. Is that when it comes to Shilas, you know, you can have 50 Paiskim that say that it's Osir, but the Oilam is not to be Makel. Oh, but the majority of all of the major Paiskim say that it's Osir Gesundheit? No, this is the Mesorah. It's the Mesorah, this is the tradition, this is how it is. But Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, when he wrote Shulchan Aruch, he went with the majority opinion. Then that was the Beis Yosef. That's how it all started. But then when you go down further, you have the Ramah. So it's interesting. The Beis Yosef was a scientific approach to halacha. However, the vast majority of halacha l'maisa, what we do to Bizman HaZeh, is not based upon majority opinion. It's based upon that's how it is. Why is that how it is? I don't know, but that's how it is. The one who came along and made an exception, a revolution in this matter, was Harav Avadi Yosef, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, and in his Sfarim, Yabi Oimer, and his other Sfarim, he goes with this approach. Whenever he discusses a topic, he goes through every Rishon he can find, every Acharon he can find. Every Acharon he can find, every one he can find that is relevant to the question that he discusses, and then he basically counts. It's 30 against 20. Halacha, it's Osir. It's 15 against 5. That's his approach to Halacha. And that approach is coming off the heels of his Sfardim. They follow the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef was a major proponent of science, scientific approach to Psak Halacha. So here he's going now. Lefi zet timahani al beinu harbeis yosef shlohevi klal daitam. I mean numbers.
You mean statistical?
Statistical, right? Statistical. Science is normally proven. That so I mean it like that way. I mean it can be proven because most of what we do in halacha cannot be proven. Why do we do many things that we do in halacha? Because there's one rishon that says you can do it, but there are five rishonim that say you can't do it. Good question. But this is the tradition. Why is that the tradition? So some will argue it was only because Shas HaTchak. it was just too hard to be machmir. So we adopted the lenient opinion. But today it's not hard. Today times have changed. We can adopt a more stringent opinion, especially being that it's the majority opinion. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. If this is the way it's been established, that's the way it's going to be. Is that a good answer? It becomes a very touchy issue. Talk about chadash, right? Chadash. Is chadash mutter in chutz li'aretz? So, most of us don't, it's not an issue. We don't, not makbid on chadash, only in Eretz Yisrael. But the majority opinion, the vast majority of the Rishonim and the Poskim hold that chadash is aser in chutz li'aretz. So
even
why are we, what?
Even the Uraisa?
No, I don't think, no, not the Uraisa. No, not the Uraisa. So why are we so lenient? Why are we so lenient? Why are we following the minority opinion? So the answer was because it was too hard. That's the fact. It was just too difficult. You would starve to death. It just was not in Europe, in Poland, and in Europe, it just was not possible to be machmir. In Chodosh, you would be putting your family at Sakana. So since there is a Rishonim, I don't remember all the details, but there are minority opinions that say that it's Tzuvah L'Chatchila, so we adopt the minority opinion. But today in America, it's not hard. It's pretty easy, in fact. It's pretty easy to be makbid on Chodosh. And if everyone would do it, it would be even easier. If everyone would be makbid on Chodosh, then the whole society would be transformed. It would be even easier. So why do we still continue to follow the minority opinion? It's hard to retrain people to do things. Like below over here, he's coming over here really to question what's going on. Why did the Beis Yosef paskin l'kula? Why did he paskin l'chumra, he's asking. Why did the Beis Yosef paskin l'chumra, that a Beis HaTeven, a storage facility that's not miyuchad for human beings, is chayvin mezuzah, or the majority opinion, which he works with, the Rambam and the Rif, hold that an area that's not miyuchad for human beings is potter from a mezuzah. Oistas, Ulufi zet timihani. I have a difficulty. I have a question. Al Rabbeinu Habeis Yosef Shaloi Hevi Klal Daitan. He ignored the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Rif that says that you part from mezuzah. And why should Kosav the nearly had given the Besifra Gadol should Kosav the Harif Pasak Harosh Ayin Sham. He writes there Beferish that the Rif Pasak Harosh Ayin Sham. The Rif passed like the Rush is also Makel, I think also is Makel. So why is he so Machmer? The one that's Machmer, he quotes at the very beginning, it says, that's the Das HaRush, right? That's the Rush, Betur. But yet the Rambam is Makel, and he quotes also that the Rif is Makel. The Gam HaRif costs of Zilish Shani, it's Makel. So Tamani Al Rambam, Rabbein Yosef, Shaloi Hevi Klal Daitam, Veniru Tahal, Yid Midvar, Vesifra Gadol, Shakos, the Rif, Pasak HaRush. It doesn't make sense. Okay, let's go further. What's what he says? Three lines down. I'm ois tes. Three lines down. V'nira shaloi garsu be'arif hach hach. So he says it's a mistake. He was never garis in the rif this. Ubei so'achroin. U'lechein zeh shakosav shanoshim roichat sois ad le'el koi. You have to see the gear sois. Av v'lafoch hayav v'chein mashma meharosh shetomid hetik. Shatamik Hedik, Ohevi Divri Harif, Uvakan Kosav Besa Teven, Ubeso Eitzim, Shahanoshim Rechatzos, Ayin Sham, Vikavan Sharif, the Harosh, Enam Ksoivim Kain, Lechoshul Das Harambam. So it seems that he has a different gear, so that's what he seems to be saying over here is, Veriaz, Aval, Lefi, Hagir Sosenu, nearly near Stide, Delin, Habracha, Yesh Lachosh, the Daitan, the Harai Beruba, the Ruba, Harambam, Hoylech, Meshida Sarif, Umstam, Gam, Lefond of Hoysa, Gir Sobarif, Kigir Sosenu, and Kain, Kavan, since. De brachos ena ma'akvos nearly niastaiti l'kavoya mezuzah beloy bracha on a storage facility. If you're putting up a mezuzah there for the first time and you're not making a bracha on your bias, you should not make a bracha. Avol kvar hurgulu kol oilam lasos bracha v'tzarichi. Okay, so I don't have for you the whole ideas, but basically what he's saying there appears to be some confusion with regard to the girsa. The correct girsa of the Rif, exactly what he said, and the girsa be a nafkamina if the Rif is of the opinion that a storage facility is chayiv in mezuzah or potter mezuzah. And that's going to be a nafkamina, you're going to tip the scale. You can have two of the three are going to hold it. You chayav in a mezuzah, you potter in a mezuzah, will make an afkamina. One thing is for certain. The Rambam holds your potter from a mezuzah. The Rosh holds your chayav in a mezuzah. The question is, what does the Rif hold? And that's a question of a girsa. So that will be, tip the scale will be two against one, or will be in either direction. The bottom line over here, he says, is very confusing. Halacha l'maisa, we indeed put a mezuzah on a storage facility. However, he said, tells us, in his opinion, it's not the best thing to make a bracha. Because since indeed there is the Rambam that says you should not, you're not your potter, and there's a shail in the gears of the riff if you're chayv a potter, it would be ideal not to make a bracha. But he acknowledges the minika oilam is to make a bracha even when you put a mezuzah on your garage.
So that's more consistent because the neighbor doesn't know you made a bracha or not. He walks, he say, on your garage is a mezuzah.
No, it doesn't make a difference.
You also affix a mezuzah.
We know that. That's not a question. Any thinking person who knows a little bit of halacha is very well aware that not every mezuzah you see has a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. Did anyone make a bracha on any one of these mezuzahs in the Beis HaKnesses? Absolutely not. You don't make a bracha on the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. You do not make a bracha. So why do we have mezuzahs? Why is there a mezuzah on all of the doors of the Beis HaKnesses? What? So people are supposed to know. You don't make a bracha. Just because you see a mezuzah does not mean that the mezuzah was put up with a bracha. Like an example, in a base, any public, a Beis HaKnesses, you do not make a bracha. A Beis HaKnesses may ikar hadin is potter from a mezuzah. I think by the Svardim, they don't put up a mezuzah. Is that correct? They bedafka don't put up a mezuzah.
There were shuls in America then.
They did not. If I'm not mistaken, there was such a halacha. The old shuls, they bedafka did not put up a mezuzah. Because since the halacha is...
What?
I don't know. I forgot. I have to ask him. Email him. What do they do there? Maybe they talk, but they don't. If I'm not mistaken, it sticks in my mind that there were customs among certain shuls. If you're not chayv in a mezuzah, you don't put up a mezuzah. A mezuzah, davar shebe kedusha. It's a very holy thing. And you have to be very careful. We're totally not sensitive to a mezuzah. See, it's a very big problem. And we don't have the sensitivity that we should appreciate these things. You know, in the Spanish Inquisition, I read this very, very fascinating. Spanish Inquisition, everyone was a suspect. Everyone was a suspect of being a Jew. No one knew who's a Jew, who's not. Everyone was looking. Is he a Jew? Is he a Jew? He's a Jew. There was a witch hunt. A witch hunt to find Jews. So everyone made, and if you according to being a Jew, what they did in the Inquisition, the way they tortured people, it's not to be believed. It's worse than the Holocaust, worse than Tachvatat. The things that they did to torture people, it's mind-boggling. You're talking about Sodom, that if you're too short, they stretched you. That's what they did in the Inquisition. They, part of the torture process was they actually stretched people until they died. And then they did these absurd, bizarre things you couldn't even imagine. So no one wanted to be caught as a Jew. You know, can handle the torture. So, but everyone was a suspect. So what did they do? They watched how you swept the room. If you swept the room, most people, when they sweep the room, they sweep all the dust to the door. When you sleep, how do you sleep in your house? I don't know. I don't even know what I do. Well, you sweep towards one part of the room. So when you sweep all the dust towards the door because the dust should go outside the door. Jews did not sweep the dust towards the door. They swept the dust towards the center of the room. Why not? It's a bezoyon for the mezuzah. How can I go sweep all the dust to the door? All the dust should land right in front of the Shem Hashem. Shakai. It's a bezoyon. So no Jew, every Jew was trained as a child. As a child in Cheder, and Sat in Cheder, they train the children, you sweep the floor, you don't sweep the dust towards the mezuzah. It's a bezoyin for the mezuzah. So you grew up thinking, that's how the whole world does it. And little do you know that the goyim don't do it like that. They sweep the dust towards the door because they don't have a mezuzah. So when a person would sweep the room, they would look in the windows and they would see how you swept the door and the dust. And if you swept to the center of the room, that was a telltale sign that you are a Jew. And you now are going to be subject to the Inquisition. Okay, so you see the sensitivity they had towards the mezuzah. So
in,
if it,
in Yerushalayim, in the temple, in the main synagogue,
yeah,
is a display of mezuzahs.
Yeah.
And yes, one section is there.
Rosenbaum.
Yeah,
Rosenbaum.
He has mezuzahs, which were
designed
in his
case,
which disguise, you would
disguise. Right, disguise mezuzahs. Okay, but in the Bota Kinyosios, if I'm not mistaken, there was such an opinion that you do not put a mezuzah on the Beis HaKnesses. If you're not chayiv in the mezuzah, what are you looking for trouble? What are you looking to expose the mezuzah? It's a very frightening thing when you're in your house. You have a mezuzah and you have the internet on, right? And you're reading things. I'm not talking about reading things that are mamish osa. I'm talking about things which are just not, you know, just not 100%. It's not sneas. You have some type of article and there's a woman that's not properly dressed and your computer's right in front of the mezuzah. Is that right? Is that the right thing to do?
The mezuzah's covered. It covers anyway.
So what it's covered. It's still a sensitivity. It's a problem. So if you're not chayav in the mezuzah, what are you looking for trouble? You have a Beis HaKnesses, you put a mezuzah, so what are you looking for trouble? So the Bedavka did not put a mezuzah in the Beis HaKnesses. Today we don't do it. Today Adam. Today the whole approach is the good outweighs the bad. That's the approach that we live in today that we need constant reminders. But in any event, going back to what it says over here, we have machlekes. So Aruch HaShulchan says, machlekes over here, he points out, we have a major machlekes, or you chayav in the mezuzah in a storage room. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch, the answer is yes. Ad kedei kach yechayiv in the mezuzah. Aruch HaShulchan is very skeptical of how the Beis Yosef came to this conclusion. He feels that it's a mistake. He feels that there's a mistake in the Girsa, and the Beis Yosef was misled by the mistake in the Girsa, and he feels that you should not put a mezuzah on a storage room, and even if you do put a mezuzah on a storage room, at the very least, you should not make a bracha. I don't know where Moshe is. What do people talk to do? I don't know. My impression was they don't make a bracha. Maybe I'm mistaken. I haven't been to Talmud in a very, very long time. They don't make a bracha. What they do is, the ideal thing to do is you make a bracha, we chayiv in making a bracha, and then you have all the mezuzahs. Right? You make a bracha, you put it on the front door. So when you make the bracha on the front door, you do everything. You go into the garage, and basically you do everything. So in the middle, everything is nichlal in the bracha you make on the front door. But what happens if you discover, you go and you build a garage, or you discover, oh, I didn't put this over here. So now you go buy another 5 mezuzahs. 10 years later, you wake up and you realize you're chayiv in 5 more mezuzahs. And these are areas where you're not really chayiv in a mezuzah. So do you make a bracha? L'chayr not. Safik brachos l'hakel. Unless you have a tradition, then you bedafka make a bracha. He concludes with you have it tzarechin. So I don't know what to say. Oisu, again, I tell you, my impression was that you don't make a bracha. The minhag is not to make a bracha. We follow that opinion. I don't know. Oisu, the zeh shenispar d'makom shorechetzos boi potem mezuzah mushum de'in zeh kovet shemayim zeh keshamakom hazehu b'kvius l'rechitza. Only when it is b'kvius for washing aval kashazeh b'akrai b'alma, only when it's temporary, less than but it's permitted. Rak when you're washing, you're bathing, you should cover the mezuzah. If the mezuzah is exposed, the kisah is mahani. If you have a glass mezuzah, or today nothing is glass anymore, a plastic mezuzah, so you can see through, and you can see the Shem Hashem Shakai, that's kodesh. That's a holy thing. You're not allowed to wash. If you have a diaper room, so some you want to diaper the child. You want to die for the child, and you want to die for the child right in front of the mezuzah. And the mezuzah, you have a clear pair of plastic case, and you can see the shin dalid yud. You're not allowed to. You have to cover the mezuzah because the mezuzah in loy machan linyan erva came from sin shaniris kamashikas v'rechaim sim ayin aleph. Avlim ira atinof mitzoya mahani gam kisus zechuchitz kamashikas v'sham. But if you go and you cover it in erva, you can cover it, and it's okay. Ulechein bebatei aniim. Where children are exposed constantly in a small home, you have a small home, and the children are not dressed, and they're being toilet trained, and they're roaming around the house exposed to the mezuzah, and unfortunately there are accidents that happen all the time. What are you going to do then? So the solution is, don't buy a clear mezuzah. Don't buy. You buy a mezuzah like over here on the door. Buy one that is not clear. So the mezuzah is completely concealed, and then you avoid the problem.
A double sealed clear.
No, doesn't help.
Does
not help. Anything that is you can see does not help. It's like Let's say you're at a wedding. Let's say you want a bench, or you want a dot. You want a bench, and sitting right in front of you, a mixed table, mixed seating table. There's a woman right across from you that's not dressed sneistic. Are you allowed a bench? Are you allowed to recite a bracha in front of a woman who's not dressed sneistic? Or by a wedding, a very powerful, so a masada kedushin. Go to a modern wedding, and the kala. Or the mother of the chassan and the kala, they're not dressed according to the standards and flavish. And you're a masader kedushin, or you get a bracha, you call them as a bracha, and you come right up there, and they're right there, they're right mamish in front of you. Now, sometimes they're on the side. It's a very big problem. So what do you do? So what you're supposed to do is you have to, if you're closing your eyes, is that enough? It's not enough. If you close your eyes, if there's an erva right in front of you, it's not enough. But if you're wearing glasses and you close your eyes, it is enough. Mm-hmm. Closing your eyes is not enough if you are directly in front of an erva. Now, what's called an erva? An erva is if a skin that is normally covered is exposed. That's the taitra of an erva.
I can't describe it, but I know it when I see it.
Exactly. You know it when you see it. Exactly. So it doesn't mean they have to be all the way up to over here. Okay. It doesn't mean the sleeves have to go all the way over here. It means a little too much. Exactly. When you see it, you know it. So when you see it, you know it. So what do you do? To close your eyes is not, the halacha is not enough. So you turn to the side. You make the bracha, you turn to the side. It should not be. But if you're wearing glasses,
You put on the glasses
because the glasses serve as a mechitza. You now have a hefsek. But it's a hefsek, but I can see through it. Now closing your eyes works. Because when you close your eyes plus you have a physical mechitza, that in halacha is sufficient.
Count?
No, hand does not count.
And the book?
A book? Yeah, a book accounts.
So you always usually holding
no,
not necessarily. If you can do it and not insult anyone, okay, but it's not necessarily going to be very practical. You're right. You do what you need to do. You find the solution. But there is such a principle that you have to have a mechitza, but just because you have a mechitza, that's not enough. You can see through the mechitza. Then you have to also close your eyes. So that's what it says over here. You have a mezuzah. The mezuzah is in a clear case, and you can see the Shem Hashem, it's not enough. It has to be covered. It has to be covered when you're going to have an erva exposed to the mezuzah.
But you mentioned a child in diapers running around to the mezuzah.
It's a problem.
What is about that a child, people bring children to the shul in
so,
diapers?
No, that's they don't run around naked in shul.
No,
no,
you don't. They're covered. No one would bring
no,
a shul. An accident.
The diaper might be full. And the kids
no, it doesn't matter. It might be full. No, that's okay. As long as it's covered, as long as the baby, it's not exposed. Just because in the diaper, the baby already had an accident in the diaper, that doesn't make a difference. As long as the baby is fully covered and it's contained. It's contained within the diaper, and there's no odor. A diaper usually contains the odor to the degree that as long as you're not very, very close, it's okay. Okay, so you're fine. You're fine. But in the home, it's common. Toddlers, they're naked. They're walking around naked. That's usur. They're exposed against the mezuzah. So the solution is don't have in your home clear mezuzahs. Have in your home mezuzahs which are not clear. And that solves the problem. Next halacha. Okay. I guess also you have in a wedding hall, you should not have clear mezuzahs. Because you never know. People come, they don't come tznias. They don't come in a state of a... What?
They always don't.
Yeah. Not always, yes, always. But, what is that, an amber alert?
So it's a very good... What you're saying is, instead of wrapping the mezuzah like the bow just... Does in nylon
plastic, silver, yeah.
You should use color cells.
Yes. You have a clear mezuzah, then you have to wrap the mezuzah up in something where you cannot, it's not exposed.
But then how do you see the shakai then?
You don't. You don't have to see the shakai. Who told you have to see the shakai? You don't have to see the shakai. You put your hand on it, you know where it is. You don't have to see it. There's no chiv to see the shakai. There's no obligation. The mezuzah, that's how it's written. It's written with the shakai on the outside. You don't have to see it. You can conceal it. Next halacha. V'zeh lashon We already have a halacha yud. In the place where it's clean, then it's ideal, then you should have a clear mezuzah case. In Chaim Berlin, all the mezuzah cases are clear. They had these beautiful, and in the time, back in the day, it was a new thing to have these fancy, schmancy, clear mezuzah cases with these nice, nice gold nuggets on the bottom. So they put them all up. Now, whenever they replace a mezuzah, those cases alone probably cost $50 alone, back then. Now, whenever they replace a mezuzah, they buy the cheapest case for 99 cents. The mezuzah is a good mezuzah, but the cases, it's a different door now. It's not an issue, a fancy case, who cares? Now they just put up on the wall the cheapest 99 cent case. See if times have changed? Times have changed. What?
Yod or case car.
Yod? What does that mean?
Case
car. Oh, the yod, the hand goes on the case.
Case.
On the case of the mezuzah, which has the Shem Hashem. Beautiful vart. Maybe you know another vart. You know another vart that relates to that. But makom tahara, a place of tahara toiv liyos nireis it's ad kan lishan v'zek mashakosav b'mikol makom yizar shlo lasas b'kidiyas tavas shaltinuf eitz la pesach b'mechutz kan lishvech b'bikiyas shevchim oyel liyuchay speak leivtinoif. Not to pour dirty water, not to wash clothing in front of the mezuzah, shal ketanim oyel hash lahashtin shem or to urinate there, kum mashakosav lotes l'gedoylim kol shekein lotseis l'gedoylim de'ein in the presence of the mezuzah, the bezayin k'muvan, as understood. The yearly, the yim iav shalimon emizay yikova a mezuzah loy b'sechalal ha-pesach kifi ikra dina k'mashakasa b'simin reish peites elo al hamashach l'tzad pinim habayis. So if you can't, if you have an issue where the mezuzah is always going to be exposed to bezayin, put the mezuzah on the doorpost, on the inside we will not be exposed. Here's the doorpost, right? Normally the doorpost, it's thick. You put it along the post. Right? If here's the doorpost, you put it over here. Right? The thickness of the doorpost. But b'diyevet, you can put the mezuzah over here. Or over here. And sometimes on swinging doors, like in a swinging door. So in a swinging door, you can't put the mezuzah over here. The door will wipe it right off. So where do you put it? You put it over here, or you put it over here. In Chaim Berlin, they have an elevator shaft near the coffee room where they have all the deliveries go through. So it's very wide. It's a very wide open way. But because they're constantly bringing in deliveries on a wheelie, whatever it is, one of those things. So it always happens that the cart bangs against the mezuzah, and just rips through the mezuzah right off the post. So what do? So instead of putting the mezuzah over here or over here, the guy there, he went and he carved out in the wall. He went and he opened up the post and he carved out a cavity in the post. And he put the mezuzah right up against the post. So the mezuzah now is flush. It's flush with the post. So now it's lachatchila. It's not on the inside, not on the outside. It's on the post, but it's flush inside the post. Okay, that would be an idea also. You have a mezuzah dirty, so just put it inside and cover the outside. And cover the outside so you don't have any. It's a concealed. It's a mezuzah that's hidden. The hidden mezuzah is also good. Halacha Yud Beis. So this is the halacha of tznius that a cheder shoish veishta yishedim sham potem mezuzah deim berechatzas potem kolshkin kishayish tash meshamita in a bedroom. Okay, where does one put the mezuzah in his bedroom of a married couple, not on a children's room? On a married couple, where is the mezuzah? So some holds go so far to say in a chiddush that in one's bedroom, no mezuzah. There's no mezuzah to be put up on a person's on the bedroom of the couple of the parents. V'Rabbeinu HaBeisrei Sebesifar Gadol Docha Hadvarim, he disagrees. No such thing. You put a mezuzah on your bedroom. The cost of Zeh L'Shoyna V'Ani Omer De'ein M'Sham Rai De'at Kan Lo'i Patri B'Nashim Rechatzah Shom El Beis HaTeven Aval Beis Dira. Only time where Chazal extended was like in a merchatz. But where you actually live, where you sleep, you have to put a mezuzah. Oh, but there's Tashmish Amita, which is not, it's not sneers, it's not covered for the mezuzah. What do you do? But where you live, loy mikri al shem rechitza v'yimushum shoymdas arumos yichasu hamezuzah k'mat shakosav v'bikitzi ein iser. So the solution is that the mezuzah, there should be a mezuzah in one's bedroom, because that's your ikur makom dira. It just should be covered. The mezuzah should not be in a clear case, and in fact, it should be on. It should be when the door is closed. It should be on the outside of the door. Okay, so the way the mezuzah is put up, the way the mezuzah is put is that when the door is closed, ideally, the mezuzah should be on the outside of the door. So when you're inside your room, you don't see the mezuzah. It's like that most of the time anyway. Most of the time, the door closes from the inside and the mezuzah is on the outside. So when the door is closed, in a normal room, go take any doorway. Okay, not all the time, it's not even necessarily true. Like, look at this door over here. This door over here in the back, when it's closed, the mezuzah is on the inside. Okay, that's not typical. The typical way in a home, the door opens inside. Okay, in your home, the doors open. I know, am I right?
You have a small room.
Okay, sometimes, but the typical protocol is in a room, the door opens in the inside of the room. Like the door leading to the kitchen over here. So when you close this door into the kitchen, so where's the mezuzah? The mezuzah cannot be seen. The mezuzah is on the inside. That's how the door l'chatchila should be made in one's bedroom. So when the door is closed, the mezuzah will not be inside the bedroom. It will be on the outside of the bedroom. And if you can't do it, so then the next best thing is to make sure that the mezuzah is covered. The mezuzah is a case that is not clear. Opaque. That's what I'm looking for, right? Yud Gimel. Oid Kasav the Oid Afilu Bahanach Lepatri El Mibne Sherechatz Hashem Oid Yud Gimel with the Arumos in Kain Bechidish Ish Vishto Yishenim Ba Al Bi Shem Shtam Shem Ein Oim De Marumim. They're anyway not Arum. So even in the worst scenario, it's not also the Chay Be Mezuzah. The Chain Amo Devar. This is the common custom that no one ever heard of such a thing that you don't put a mezuzah in your bedroom. It's unheard of. Ad kan l'shoinai. The alpi adorim oile, kos rabbi narmoa, besim beiz, the ahach the rechat sos, vizel l'shoinai, vidavka elu avul chay de mamish, afil mokam shish v'ich ha yishenim, the Ramo himself says, u'mishamshim shom chaye b'mezuzah. The Yesh Mekil, the Ramo acknowledges that there is loads that are mekel, the oimim, the b'chol mokam shenoshim, shaykh v'ayis potum b'mezuzah, any place where an Isha sleeps in a girl's bedroom is part of a mezuzah. I don't know why he says it. I don't know. It's the minhag ha'olam without exception to put a mezuzah on every single bedroom. We cover the mezuzahs. Oys yidal v'risi mishach docha divar b'nu b'yis yosef is b'lizel lashon. The atu aru Neganya tfei mitashmish is orum worse than tashmish. Vavei bayi sheyesh bo tefillin also l'shamish ad sheyitnim kli b'serch kli u'mezuzah. So in other words, in the bedroom you're not allowed to have sarim, right? You're not supposed to have sarim and tefillin. Person in the master bedroom, parents sleep there. There's no bookcases for sarim. In the children's rooms, like some children are very very clever. They ask this question. They chap. They don't know from these things. How come in my bedroom we have a whole bookcase of the whole bookcase? Why can't we put the bookcase in mommy and Dina's bedroom? Right? Why? Because they don't know the halacha. They don't understand that the halacha, because it's the parents' bedroom, you're not allowed to have sephorim exposed. And for that matter, a mezuzah, he's saying, should not be exposed. It's the same principle. It's tefillin. tefillin are not allowed to be that. We anyway we put our tefillin in the tefillin zekel, so it's not much of an issue. It's a bag within a bag tefillin. But in ancient times it was not like that. In ancient times, no one had bags. They just put the tefillin down on the table. You put on your tefillin, take off your tefillin, so you come home. You put your tefillin down on the dresser. So it's usur. You can't put your tefillin on the dresser when a person is with his wife in the same room. It's a bezoin for the tefillin. So it's saying the same thing is the bezoin for the mezuzah. Just like bayis sheyesh bei tefillin usur l'shamish ad sheyidnim kli b'sech kli. And when a person is arum, it's sufficient with one covering. With one covering, one covering is enough. The near lehayy the sviul ledegam mezuzah kli toich kli b'tashmisham. You need a double kli, a kli just like when it comes to tefillin, you need to have a kli b'soich kli. One covering for a mezuzah would not be enough on the bedroom. So that would mean that the mezuzah already is in a kli. Okay, I don't think the plastic counts. The plastic, it appears, that you put around the mezuzah is not called a kli. That's not called, it's insignificant. It's not a kli, it's nothing. That's not a kli, it's just saran wrap. It's nothing. The proof is that when you take it apart, you undo the mezuzah, you have to throw it in the garbage. You have to probably have new saran wrap. It doesn't even work anymore the first of that. It's very schwach.
So what's the problem?
So the mezuzah case is the first kli.
And then you need
to take a shmata. A pareches, another kli.
A mezuzah pareches, we can sell them.
What?
A mezuzah pareches.
A new business. And then you need another kli. A kli b'soich kli. Just like tefillin. When it comes to being orum, bifnei tefillin, you only need one kli. Your person is not dressed, you don't have to put your tefillin kli b'soich kli, just cover it. But when it comes to tashmish, the halacha is the tefillin have to be kli b'soich kli. There's a higher standard. You have to have the tefillin kli b'soich kli. So he brings that someone to suggest, when it comes to mezuzah, the same thing. Normally, the mezuzah is only one kli, because what's the issue? The only issue 90% of the time is being orum or tinuf. It's foul. So one kli is enough. But when it comes to tashmish, you need kli b'soich kli. So that's what you should do. Unless, what I told you, my solution, what everyone does is that the mezuzah is just on the outside of the door. When you close the door, the mezuzah is on the outside.
So the first wrapping is no good?
No, the first wrapping is not called a kli.
What do you do with the wrapping?
It's tashmishay kedusha. You have to put it in gneiza.
So you should take all the saran wrap and put it in the gneiza?
It goes in Shemus, yeah. It's tashmishay kedusha. You're supposed to. Yeah. It's not like a Shemus. This I put in the garbage. Okay.
So if you have,
I take this, I put it in the plastic bag, put it in the garbage.
Let's say you have two sarans.
The second saran goes in the garbage, and first.
You have a saran, and start separating saran from the second.
The first saran wrap goes in Shemus.
So does the second one count as a second?
Tashmish, no, l'chora not. That's tashmish to tashmish. Even the case itself. The case itself. What status of the case? I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. The case. What status of the case? The people put the case in Shemus? I don't know. Some do and some don't.
You really don't have to.
No, but not necessarily. It's tashmish kedusha. What?
If you need kli, if you wrap it in two layers of saran wrap, is that called kli b'tashmish?
I don't think the saran wrap is called a kli. That's not called a kli. The saran
wrap.
Wrap
it in paper.
Maybe paper is more significant. Maybe you're right. Maybe paper has status of kli. I don't know the answer. I don't know. My gut tells me that saran wrap does not have the status of a kli. It's so insignificant. It's there to protect the mezuzah. It does a very good job taking the mezuzah, but it's not a kli. A kli is something that's mamoshes that you can reuse. You can't reuse the saran wrap. After you open up the mezuzah and you check the mezuzah, it doesn't stick anymore. You're going to roll it up. One of the purposes of the saran wrap is to keep it rolled. They roll it very, very tight.
They use wax paper.
Wax it right. No, wax paper doesn't hold it. It doesn't hold it anymore. But they use now the saran wrap, keeps it together. Keeps it closed. Once you open up the saran wrap once, it doesn't work anymore. So you see it's insignificant. A kli by definition is something which you can reuse. Saran wrap cannot be reused. It's chad pa'ami. Kiddush cup. Okay, a kiddush cup, chad pa'ami, a plastic cup that cannot be reused, you're not allowed to use for kiddush. Now, our plastic cups, we're very makel, because we're a very, very wealthy society, you can reuse these cardboard and plastic cups 100 times before they're worn out. We just throw in the garbage, but you can reuse it many times. But the olden days, they still sell these Dixie cups. The Dixie cups, those are already good. The Dixie cups are already good compared to the garbage that you can find out there. You know, maybe you just go in camp. They can take you on. They take you to parks, the city parks. So they have the real deal, the real chad pa'ami. They have by these fountains, these paper cups, which you're lucky if you could even use it once. You could even use it once, but more than once, forget it. Okay, this is lower than the Dixie cups. This is a lower madrega. Can you use that for Kiddush? Rav Moshe says no. That's not called a kli. If you can't use it, you can't use it more than once. Can you use a Dixie cup for Kiddush? Schwach meister. Schwach. Can you use a regular plastic cup? Definitely. It's not a kovedik for Shabbos, but a halacha. You can tell me it's not a kli.
Get the silver ones.
You're not going to say. Then they have now. They make now the plastic silver ones.
Yeah,
that's nice. What's so terrible? Yeah. And the hard plastic, the really hard plastic, it's pretty good. Okay, that you can use many times. It's not a kovedik for Shabbos. Shabbos, you want to use. You want to use a kli, something that's silver. You want to use something. Same thing. It's all the same thing. What's the difference? The point is, can you reuse it? The definition of a kli is something which can be reused multiple times. Something which can only be used, it's so delicate, only be used one time, is not by definition called a kli. Okay, let's.
So we're going to start selling little bags, like a thick.
Let's finish this paragraph. V'nila the sula the gamas of tzar kli b'tzar kli b'tzar shami v'chol zot v'chol zot v'chol zot v'chol zot Barachaim sim nem. The gam mezuzah tzarch kli b'tzarch kli. Ulechena tzarch kli for suda al mezuzah b'nei tzarch kli echad shein miyuch lezem mekvur sham ayin sham. Okay, there's more to discuss, but so far we're getting through the shaila of what to do with the mezuzah on one's bedroom, and he's going to say over here. He's going to conclude over here. We'll see tomorrow. We're inside. But basically, the easiest solution is what we have today is that it's on the outside of the door, and then you solve all problems. As your bedroom door opens into your room, and the door, when the door shuts, the mezuzah on the outside, then you're safe sailing. You got no problems. If you don't have that type of door, then you got an issue. Then you have a problem. Okay, we'll discuss more tomorrow. We'll stop over here. Take a short break.
People have a. For people to use the.